B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. There goes the music. 610-771-9705 is how you get in. All right, let's get right to him.
Yes, Donovan, Nicky Foles did win a Super Bowl, and Carson Wentz is going to win many more. Motley Crue did a song, Girl, Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away. Donovan, don't go away mad, just go away.
Donovan got some attention today. Yeah, we talked about that a lot. I thought that was going to get a little more conversation. But, you know, Donovan's Donovan. You know, it didn't bother me at all. He's just, he is what he is.
I'm no fan.
What he said was probably right, but he has no credibility to say it because we know where he comes from.
Donovan McNabb, you always seem to make a wise crack at our quarterback situation. I thought you always loved this. Apparently not. If you and Tony Romo was hanging off a ledge and I had to let one of you guys go, let's just say I like the game that Tony Romo calls on TBS.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
That really is.
What? No, I prefer Romo.
No, I know, but you don't have to go that far.
Well, you know.
They don't like Donovan. Nobody likes
gosh.
Him. Nobody likes five. No five.
I'm embarrassed.
Donovan McNabb here. And as far as any Eagle quarterback after me goes, I just want to say number five will always hate you.
See, do we really think it's that he doesn't want anybody else to succeed?
Yes.
Can we take it that far?
I absolutely think that's
still immature and petty?
Yes.
He is.
Yes, and he never embraced it. Get that out of your system as a young man.
Spoiled kid. That's what I told you.
Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris play better when Embiid is not on the floor. I'm not saying that Embiid is not valuable. The team overall is better with Embiid on the floor, but it just seems that Tobias and Ben shine more brightly when he is not on the floor.
Really? So Tobias, like, was it a mirage the way he played with Embiid on Saturday? He stunk. You're right.
Will someone tell Jimmy Butler and the rest of the Sixers you're getting paid a lot of money to play basketball, not to get in fight? You're no good to the team in the locker room.
Come on.
Period.
This is an emotional game. You have to react. You're sticking up for your teammates. I love the fact that Jimmy Butler did that. You got to have that for team bonding for the future.
I don't care how talented the players are. The referees determine the outcome. Jimmy Butler didn't do anything to get ejected, and he's ejected.
Jimmy Butler did everything to get ejected. He pushed a guy. He got physical with a guy. Pushed a guy. They went to the stands. Some fans were toppled. Yes, he had to go. Sorry.
End of the second quarter. They put Bolden in the game for some reason. I have no idea why. What does this guy have to do for Brown to take him out of the game? He should change jerseys and have a Nets jersey on.
Wait, what did he play, 2 minutes? He was just trying to kill some time, I think.
Right, he did.
He was taking a shot, putting a more mobile guy in there than Boban.
He played bad for 2 minutes, but it was only 2 minutes.
Yeah, he yanked him right out. He's not in the rotation. What are you worried about?
You actually said number five is a borderline Hall of Famer? The man was a non-winner. Had great athletic ability, grant you that, could run the ball, strong arm, had no touch, no finesse, and just couldn't pull off the big game.
Yeah, well, neither could Jim Kelly, but he's in the Hall of Fame, and their stats are almost identical. So, can't deny the stats.
Let me just go ahead and get this off my chest. Donovan McNabb coming out saying the Eagles need a new quarterback.
Number one, he has no right or reason to even have that take. While I'm on the subject of Donovan McNabb, let me go on record by saying it's a joke that his number is retired.
Oh my God. Listen, we have a tendency to overreact. And come on, the guy's the best quarterback in Eagle history. And he's thrown for like 36,000 yards, right? Which is more Hall of Fame numbers. So I understand you don't like him, but you don't have to take it that far.
The guy had a 1-2 count on Blackman. It was two out. You got a man on first. You got two pitches you can waste in the dirt. You throw him a fastball right down the middle of the plate, and he hit about 420 feet. You need to find yourself a closer.
This is a couple games ago, man. I can hardly remember that home run Blackman hit to win the game, right?
That hurt me, though. That was Friday, 2 games ago. It hurt me.
2 games ago.
It hurt.
Well, 3 days ago.
Yeah, it was.
When did he call this guy?
Over the weekend.
Yeah. All right.
I think Ed Snyder would be rolling over in his grave right now if he heard that the Flyers were boycotting Keith Smith. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, if Ed Snyder did that, that would make him wrong. All right?
I absolutely can't stand Bobon. He can't block and secure a rebound. I just don't get it. He's so big. He'd just be out there. They take the rebounds from him. They just go right at him.
He's made some baskets. But I am startled by the fact that he can't block a shot. I really am. He has absolutely no anticipation where the ball's going. And he doesn't even need that much anticipation to know where the ball's going because he's 7'3". You know? Like, Embiid always anticipates where the ball's going to end up, which makes him a great shot blocker. You don't have to be a great shot blocker, but halfway anticipate where the ball's going at 7'3", and you'll get some blocks. Dude!
I like to sound off on the high number of strikeouts that the Phillies power hitters are going through. Both of them are striking out at 33% of their time, Harper and Hoskins. We need more production there, buddy, don't you think?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's early in the season. They're still having a pretty good record. They didn't have a good series against the Colorado Rockies. They're going to be fine. All right? Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of summer. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
I don't like it.
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.